Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting second. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Smith. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ken Schroem. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chuck Porter. And now, play ball. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Smith and he is out, Castano applying the tag. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. Simmons moves to second. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Washington moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Twins, 3, Brewers, 3. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 4-3, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Moore reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. Ogilvie moves to third. It's 5-3, Brewers. Brad Haven's now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Bush moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bush moves to third. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bush scores. Gaetti moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Brewers. Ray Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gantner bunts towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Molitor steals third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Moore takes first base on ball four. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and has Moore trapped. There's the throw to Washington, who tags Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball four. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Molitor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gantner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Castano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Slaton now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Walters now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. Schroeder hits a line drive towards the mound. Walters reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. 1 out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a line drive towards third. Molitor catches it and throws to first to double up Brunansky. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Laudner now catching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-4, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie is hit by the pitch. Simmons moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 4 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Castano hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Ward reaches second base with a double. Hatcher scores. Harbeck goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, Brewers. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.